This is North Shore Today for Thursday, February 9, 2017. Well, if you live on the North Shore, you probably know about the snow that's on its way. The storm could bring up to 12 to 18 inches of snow throughout the area. And even as commuters and residents monitor news stations about forecast, officials are urging people to check local municipal websites and pay particular attention to emergency parking bans and school cancellations, according to Leah Dearborn in itemlive.com. The National Weather Service is calling for a winter storm warning that will remain in effect until 8 p.m. this evening, as we are expecting heavy snow with snow accumulations of 12 to 18 inches. The snow was expected to have begun between 5 and 8 a.m. this morning, although it seems to have started later. Snow will fall heavy at times throughout the afternoon before tapering off to snow showers early this evening. Winds will be out of the north from 15 to 25 miles an hour, with gusts up to 50 miles an hour. Again, 12 to 18 inches of snow predicted for the area. Water service was restored in West Gloucester late last night following a major water main break. A subcontractor for National Grid using rock drilling equipment on Essex Avenue in Gloucester inadvertently split a 20-inch water main between the Lindale Avenue entrances that required a 14-foot piece of pipe to replace it, according to Joe Lucido, operations manager for the Gloucester DPW. Lucido said that the main was broken at around 12:30 p.m. and water through the main was shut down quickly. Repairs were completed and water service was restored around 12 hours later. The town of Danvers is considering some town speed limits to be lowered to 25 miles an hour, and Bill Newell reports.
Rick, while Beverly is lowering its speed limits, while Salem and Peabody are mulling a 25-mile-per-hour limit on many of their roads, all in the name of public safety, Ethan Foreman writes in today's front page of the Salem News, presently the default speed limit in the thickly settled business districts is 30 miles per hour in Danvers. These streets do not include state roads or those with speed limit signs already posted. So now Danvers is looking to lower the speed limit to 25 miles per hour on many of its streets. The board voted Tuesday to adopt a provision of the state's Municipal Modernization Act that allows a city or town to establish a 25 mile per hour speed limit in thickly settled or business districts. However, Danvers residents should not expect to slow down right away. That's because Danvers officials are taking a go-slow approach, opting in street-by-street or certain areas rather than applying a 25-mile-per-hour speed limit all over, Police Chief Patrick Ambrose said. It will be up to the Danvers Traffic Advisory Committee, an advisory committee to the Board of Selectmen, to decide which areas of town should get the lower speed limit. Some roads in town, like North Street, are wide enough to support a higher speed limit, Ambrose said. Planning Director Karen Nelson said the first step was the board's adoption of the 25-mile-per-hour speed limit provision in the Municipal Modernization Act. The next steps will involve the Danvers Traffic Advisory Committee, public safety officials, and the town's traffic consultant looking at lower speed limit on a street. If the 25-mile-per-hour speed limit is eventually adopted, signs at the entrance and the end of the streets will be marked, Nelson said. There's more on this story in today's edition of the Salem News. I'm Bill Newell for North Shore Today, MSO News Sports. Rick?
All righty, Bill, thank you. Slower is certainly better today and probably yesterday. Thor Jorgensen and Leah Dearborn combined to write in the Daily Item and itemlive.com that Burdett Road in Lynn, where four cars were involved in a Wednesday morning crash, was only one of numerous locations across the region where ice-slick roads caused accidents. Lynn police and counterparts in neighboring communities scrambled to answer accident calls and dispatch officers to accident scenes. News reports said crashes occurred on Greater Boston highways as the morning commute accelerated after 6:30 a.m., and most are familiar now with the Route 128 northbound north accident near Wakefield on I-93, which was the scene, or near I-93, that was the scene of a 55-vehicle crash. Eight people received minor injuries, according to published reports. Stay safe. This is North Shore Today on MSONewsSports.com.